Alright, y'all ready?
Yeah, man.
Let's get into it.
Coming to you live!
Stop. Stop.
It's weak. Okay, today is April 5th, 2013. Right. And late news on Monday. You know what happened. Let's talk about it.
Hell no.
Oh my god.
That's how radio faces talk.
I know.
I think it is tripping.
Alright, go ahead, John.
Alright, no, but really, let's get this shit going.
Let's go. What's up, Castro?
What's up? What's up, McKinney?
Tripping.
No, what's up, Tez? And my boy, hey, the scientist.
For sure. Appreciate it.
Can't call him by his real name no
can't
more.
Can't call him by a government.
That's it.
Fuck the government.
He can't. No one will know his name from now on.
That's just my given name. I'm going to change my name when I get older.
Wow.
It's going to be first name the scientist.
All right, bro.
That's going to be dumbest shit.
No more slave shit. All
right, bro. Well, how's y'all?
You're going to break free of the chains, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but really, all right, how was y'all's week? You know, yours was pretty interesting, scientist. That's fucked up.
Shit, yeah. Man. Mine was slow motion, man. Just work and class and shit. Slow motion.
Mine was what it was, you know what I'm saying? It was what it was.
It was real.
But we're not talking about me today.
Dog, I stayed hungover. Until like Monday, like afternoon, I was
talking about Miami.
Yeah, Delray Beach. Well, it's called Palm Beach. West Palm Beach.
I can't believe you made $27 million on Sims. I don't believe that. I gotta see this.
Why are we gonna talk about that right now?
Because I just don't believe it.
I swear to God. I will show you, bro. Okay, we don't gotta go.
No, I believe. Come on.
We gotta go there.
Come on.
You come on, bro. Let's get it going. All right, so.
Can I say something? You in the house? You like, you distracted.
What's good? I've been talking.
Okay.
Shit, I've been talking. That's the first topic. I didn't know what was the first topic.
That's a good picture.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I was doing photography.
I know what we should talk about.
Hit ass.
Did y'all niggas hear? I know. Did you hear the RIP remix?
RIP just killed.
With who?
Come on, no.
YG.
Yeah,
YG.
Oh,
yeah.
Chris Brown.
The best for last.
Chris Brown and Young Jizzle.
Yeah, somebody else was on there, but.
2 Chainz? Nah, he wasn't on there.
Nah, that was it.
It was just them four.
Might have been. But yeah, anyways, yeah. Did you hear that shit?
Was Problem on there?
No.
Problem
was. Did you hear that shit?
About what?
I mean, did you hear the remix? Have you heard
Yes.
Did you hear Chris Brown first?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember it, bro. But what about it? What about it?
He took shots at Drake.
For real?
He said, if you started from the bottom, then you need to come out the closet.
Oh, my God. Yo. He really said that.
Yeah.
So now there's a...
And he done did, like... I think he did, like, 2 interviews. He got 2 interviews on Worldstar radio stations. Rapping and shit and talking shit about Drake. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
it is what it is.
The beef is on, I guess. These niggas still ain't got over the female. So.
I can never believe if these are real beefs or not, man.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
You know, because these motherfuckers, man, they can do that shit to like make themselves more popular. Then, because that's a huge feud. Like that's Drake, which is he's huge, mm-hmm. and Chris Brown, which is even more popular.
You know, they both are 2 of the biggest stars
in the country. And
2 of the biggest pop stars.
Pop stars. Yeah, you know, man, that's fucking crazy.
It's kind of crazy. It is, but it's interesting. You know, people. It keeps people interested. People are watching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just like Jay-Z and Lil Wayne, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I meant to ask you, did you see shit? No, like I'm seeing up there like a week ago, did you see the Forbes list video?
What?
You ain't see it? The top 5 rappers with Cake?
Oh shit.
Actual report, like a dude actually talked about it. Number 5 was 50. 50 came in 5th.
For what?
Top five rappers, top five paid rappers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How was he stuck?
Dr. Dre was fourth. Birdman was fourth. Oh, okay.
Dr. Dre was third.
Oh, my God.
Or no, it might have been the other way around.
Yeah.
But guess one and two.
I already knew who one and two was.
It was one and two. No, I'm saying guess who's first or second. We know who it's coming down to. You think Jay first?
Jay second,
yeah.
Did he make more money than Jay?
Jay's worth, his net worth is $475 million. He's eating. Diddy's 580. He's almost at $600 million.
Oh my God. He's almost at
$600 million, bro. And the thing is, with his Ciroc deal, he got so much money.
50% of that.
He got so much money off of that because the company that he did the deal through was a nobody. You know what I'm saying? So they was like, okay, well, this is Diddy. You know what I'm saying? So they gave him a lot of incentives on that shit. Like, you know what
50%.
Of the company.
Yeah.
And then Rick Ross has 2% of the company.
And so since they done blew that's the fuck up.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even bullshitting. I read that somewhere.
Since they done blew the fuck
that
up.
That makes a lot of sense. Because I always see them both posting on
shit. Yeah, Rick Ross put P. Diddy on. But that's how they started. Ciroc started. They couldn't pay him with, like, 50 million, they had that yet.
Yeah.
You know, so they just gave him a percentage of the company.
Right. That's a smart ass move because Ciroc is huge now. I mean,
yeah. Diddy got cake off that, so he worth $580 million.
I knew he was already up there. You know what I'm saying?
And what the
fuck? Last time, bro, I said Jay not gonna catch him.
Jay was at
what the fuck is 50 doing?
Jay not gonna catch him.
50? He got the energy drinks. He still got G Unit for young niggas. Like young niggas still rock G Unit.
Really?
And babies, that's a big baby clothes. Like all those like real ghetto shits are like the best baby clothes. Like the shit we used to wear. Like FUBU is still a baby clothes.
He got this energy drink that's like the number one competitor to 5-Hour Energy.
Yeah, so SK.
Oh, that other one.
Yeah. SK. Yeah. That's his shit. Yeah. He got the headphones.
Right.
Yeah, he got his own headphones now.
Yeah, but Beats by Dre's.
Yeah, but niggas, you still see them hoes though.
Yeah,
you still gonna see one nigga out of 10 wearing them hoes. That's still 10% of the market. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so he's still caking. You know, but of course the biggest deal was the vitamin water.
Oh yeah, he made like 50 mil off that.
Yeah, vitamin water.
That's what got him even in the game, and then record sales.
He's at, I think
that nigga went diamond on Get Rich or Die Trying.
Pull that shit up. He got 13 million. I think he was at like 300 mil.
We don't need to pull it up.
He's just under Birdman had like 300 even.
Yeah.
I think.
Birdman should have more than 50 right now.
He does. Oh, okay. He got oil and all that.
He does.
He said he's got $300 million checks. He's like, what's the biggest check you ever said? I got $100 million check.
Like, dude,
like, I got $100 million, baby. You know what I'm saying? And nigga was like, I done had a few of them. He said, I break my son off. I break Dreezy off. And Nicki Minaj. No. He said, I break my family off first because that's what it's about, baby.
And that nigga still got cake.
I probably cut 60 off that shit. I don't know what he said, but that's what he said. You gotta watch the interview, nigga. He's like, Jay-Z. Jay-Z ain't got. And then I watched it on YouTube. They got related videos. They got Jay-Z response to that shit. And he said, are you serious? You can check the bank. You can check. I mean, he might be a better rapper because that's his son. You know, Wayne's better. That's his son. But the numbers. Get the numbers. Those are numbers. Those are there.
You gotta watch the video.
Those are numbers.
Your Jay-Z impression is fucking hilarious.
You gotta watch the video because the nigga was like, he was like, the most interesting is Jay because, you know, Jay got so much money coming in from, you know, he doesn't have
he got
one
that low
big
key
deal
money,
yet.
Nigga. Like, niggas don't know where his money is.
You know,
we don't know, nigga.
Rockaware sold for over 200 mil? Like, 250
I believe it.
Mil?
They're big fucking teenagers.
Him and Beyonce together are almost worth $1 billion.
Yeah,
almost,
yeah.
Like, 800.
Yeah.
I can say easily.
Yeah, it's 800.
Easily 800. Because she just got that $50 million deal from Pepsi.
They're just going to...
What?
Yeah, she's got a $50 million
and
deal
And you know
Pepsi,
Jay
bro.
Doing all the moves for her. Nigga, that was a business move, bro. That was a business.
Yeah, bro. People have conspiracies about that too. They got married for the fame,
like,
bro.
Alicia Keys and
What's the name? I think that was a conspiracy.
And the baby, everything.
Alicia Keys and Swizz, she trying to get more beats. He trying to get hotter. You know what I'm saying? That just pushed him up. That made her up. They probably talked about it. Like, our situation would make both of us better. I get free beats. Not exactly like that, but yeah. I get free beats. And you know what I'm saying? And the real way, the broken downs were, we could do this and we could do this. We could just build each other.
That's what they were talking about.
Shit,
being a power couple, that power couple shit get you to the top. Look at Jada and Will. You know what I'm saying?
Plus some videos. Cause you can play them. You know what I'm saying?
What do you want to play?
Like I'm saying, like.
Well, let's get. Well, no, cause guys, we don't have too much time. Remember? What time? We're gonna get to the topic, so let's get to them.
All right, let's go.
Because we have a lot of we have the two main subjects we need to talk about.
Oh yeah,
that's
gonna take a while.
Okay, so we can't watch videos and shit. I gotta get ready for this trip. I leave in what time is it? My flight leaves in 2 hours.
I feel you, bro. We got you, bro. I'm gonna look at the time. Right,
this nigga's going to Colorado and shit.
I'm about to go get fucking high as shit.
It's legal, man. Now, your bro. First time? Is this your first time?
My friend picked me up. No.
First time going since it's been legal?
Oh, since it's been like enacted.
Yeah.
Like yes, yeah.
Okay.
Because when I went there, it was like a week after they passed it. But one cares anyways. It's like no one cares.
Everybody smokes weed now.
Especially there. Like, you know, either you do or you don't. Like, people just don't.
I can't even tell you how many relationships I've came across because of weed.
Oh, I bet, man. I mean, it's just so common. You know, there's dispensaries everywhere. And I don't know, man. And it's good weed. Like, the weed there is, like, fucking amazing. Definitely think it's better than California weed. So.
It's going to be cool, man. I mean, I don't even know why they don't even legalize it in Cali. I mean, because it's basically legal, but they just don't.
I don't know, man. That's a stupid ass thing that they're doing, man.
But. That's real.
They're still shutting.
You know how that shit, you know how that shit started, right?
What?
Like how.
Weed is legal.
In California and like dispensaries and shit started.
How?
Like, because, you know, back when the hippies and shit was around, there was like this, hippies, like, there was this one doctor or whatever, he was like a former hippie, and like, he came up with this idea for his friends, like, he would have them, they would like, say they have high-end anxiety and shit like that, or they'd be depressed or some shit like that, like, he basically made it for like, well, that and really, like, injury, you know what I'm saying, type shit, basically. And he got that shit legalized through dispensary. And then, it just kind of blew up from there.
So now it's
the shit's normal.
It's like legal because it's pretty much legal with a fee, bro. That's all it is. Because you can go to a doctor and just, I have migraines, sir. Boom. You have a card. Yeah. You don't have to have any medical condition to get one. So it's really... I think it's staying that way so that they could at least charge that monthly or that yearly fee you have to pay plus that initial fee. Mm-hmm. You
know what I mean? Then tickets is the same way doing it legal. Like, you ain't ever seen nobody go to jail for getting being high on marijuana. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tickets and shit. So it's just basically a fee, but they tax it in a different way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That's what it's just the same shit. Government knows what they're doing, bro.
Yeah,
they slowly and slowly just get the right judges to be Supreme Court. Like, fuck it, we're gonna send this bill through. All right, it's a law. Let's see if the court will strike it down. They don't.
They don't.
They don't because we're paying them. You know what I'm saying? Judges be looking so fucking. Them niggas is like dead giveaways. Like, them niggas just look so corrupt.
Why'd you Google, bro?
I tweaked.
You tweaked hard.
No, because I searched Google right here.
And
I press enter. I just press Google enter. So I guess that's the search. Anyway.
Yeah. No, man.
And the biggest news this week. Shit.
We've talked about them. We've
talked about a lot of little shit, but what's really going on in your neighborhood is.
What's really real right now that everybody needs to fucking know about.
The brink of WWE.
So did y'all hear about the Plan B pills?
Yes.
That shit's a little crazy.
I hear about that shit.
That's not that crazy to me. That seems real to me.
I just...
I know what exactly... It's just like, I think I personally... This is my conspiracy.
I'm gonna go ahead. Go
what
ahead.
Do you think? Population control?
No, I think that's population control because I feel like, yeah, because like it's the bad thing because white girls are having all these abortions, yep. So their population is slowing down.
Just think,
and the minority's going up, so they want to do. They want to slow everybody down. So and we still no, top.
Dude, you they know want what I'm less people, obviously.
They especially want less people
in New York, but at the bro. Same time, the people moving to New York is insane, and the people being born in New York is insane, and it's just it's flooded there. That city is like. Imagine like a really big ant hill, bro. It's just yeah. like flooded with ants. Like it's just,
and there's no way to literally like disasters have to happen for people to leave. Like nobody just says, yeah. "All right, let's leave."
Especially New York.
People know? Just believe in destiny, bro. Like nobody's gonna leave New York.
People's gonna people are gonna leave New York when the water starts fucking exactly. overflowing, bro. And it becomes like well, you have to go on boats. Like people probably stay there and like ride boats and on the streets instead for a little bit, bro. They probably won't even leave. They'll make it like Venice.
Nah, it's gonna be some niggas leaving. It's just that highway is gonna be fucking packed. I mean, everybody in the
did
city.
Did you see
is
the tunnel? Did you see what the tunnel did during that hurricane? The tunnel under the fucking Manhattan
tunnel thing.
Yeah, the Manhattan tunnel. It goes under. Yeah, right. And that shit got flooded with water, you know, because it goes like this, yeah. and it goes down, and it gets flat, and then it goes back up. So it just water flooded in there. And it just stayed in there, and then, like, it's just fucking crazy.
Man. Is it still in there?
No, obviously, it got drained, but it got all the flood, like, all the floodgates were backed up because it didn't have anywhere to flood to. You know, like, all the sewage, everything was just consumed. The subways got, so water came in the subways. There was water in the streets. Those high-ass waves that were just crashing it.
I can't even believe how it was in New York.
I'm just saying, like, I saw that, and I'm just saying, in a few years, that city's gonna be fucked.
Yeah, in at least 50 years. Our fucking global warming is moving so fast. I feel like I didn't know about global warming until 2000 when Gore started talking about that shit. And
when I don't know. I think it's just a cycle of the earth, bro.
It is, bro. That's
I
what I think.
I don't think, I don't think it has anything to
I mean,
do with
it's
us.
It's global. Yeah, it has nothing you know to do. It like, is global
I
warming,
think
though.
That we were obviously in an ice age before. Right? Just hear
yeah.
my theory out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were in an ice age at one point, and this is what I've always looked at it as, like, always, like, since global warming, because I learned in school that we were in an ice age.
Yeah.
And we started to warm up, and all that ice started to melt.
Exactly.
Why all of a sudden?
Is it supposed to slow down?
Is it just supposed to stop when for us?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, we're gonna, it's gonna continue to get hotter, because we've been coming out of an ice age, bro.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not just going to stop all of a sudden.
But,
just for the
but what their
race.
Argument was that it's over time, it's sustained for a while. It's been sustained. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
I think that's what they say, though.
I know.
That's what they have proven.
But it's,
they have documents. You know what I'm saying?
I know
the
what
afterlife
you're saying.
Shit and all that.
I know what you're saying, bro. But I obviously, I feel like we do have some sort of impact on the fucking planet and all. You know, because we pump fumes out all day long.
I mean,
and we cut down forests by the acre.
I think that's just lighting
hour.
It up, so it feels like getting hotter. But really, we're just fucking it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it could just... I don't know.
But I mean... Shit. I mean,
look how long this winter lasts.
I mean, it's been fucking all these fucking...
It's pretty long.
Dude, we're in April, and yet last night it was 38.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
London is fucking been cold. They've been having blizzards and
do
shit.
Do you be watching the World Star weather?
Did you watch the last one?
I didn't watch the last one.
Yeah, they talk about.
After I saw the first two in September and October. I was like, this is not. Like,
oh,
how come I never see nothing in the show or never hear about this? But I see them on the news right here. Like, what news are they watching that I'm not watching? You know what I'm saying?
What is it?
It'd be
every single storm. Like, I'd be hearing about all these storms, but, like, when did this happen?
They'd be making the same conspiracies and shit. But really, all it is, like, I tell people, like, all it is some of this shit, like, some extreme shit has been happening for years. It's just technology's advanced so much that everybody knows about it now. You know what I'm saying? It's exposed to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? 20 years ago, we probably wouldn't have known what the fuck was going over in China, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Or like over in Japan or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? As much as we know now.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had an idea. You feel what I'm saying?
No, but really, speaking about all that whole...
But yeah,
Asian
the real, real shit.
We keep on getting off this shit. I don't
real
know
shit. Nigga, we might win this World War III, bro.
Nah, bro.
I don't know why y'all talking like that. We do not need to go to no World War III, niggas.
Okay, first of all,
because first of all, when a shit hits the fan,
who do we really trust? Like, when shit actually hits the fan, you can be like,
I'm just saying, what listen, going what's gonna on? Happen? You know what happens when we go into a wartime?
Yeah.
What gets enacted now?
A fucking two sides. It's gonna be two sides.
What gets countries enacted? What gets enacted in the U.S.?
Oh, in the government?
When we go into a war.
Like the actual, it has to go through Congress? What is it?
Martial law, bro.
We didn't have martial laws in Iraq, dude. Oh, you're talking about like a full-fledged war. But we didn't have it in Iraq.
Because Iraq wasn't going to fuck with us. They're all the way over there. And we were that wasn't a, I don't know. I don't see that as like a real war, bro. We just kind of went in there and took their shit, you know, and just kind of fucked them up. And there's no way that they could retaliate on our homeland whatsoever. They're like, they're a puny little country. And all I'm saying is
that
what martial law is enacted during wartime. And basically it gives the president all right to like all authority, bro, you know what I mean? And it also makes it so like instead of cops patrolling the streets, it'll be military, we'll have curfews. And I think it's only if it affects our homeland. Which like Pearl Harbor, North Korea, they could just be like, North Korea really does have a bomb that could reach us, guys. We thought they were bluffing, but they really do. So we're enacting martial law. Just listen. Once they enact martial law, that's it, bro. All our constitutional rights are gone. You can get arrested for being a terrorist for the dumbest shit. And they can, and they're gonna start watching us with drones, bro.
Yeah, bro. They're already talking about drones and news. Like,
they're gonna watch companies all are major cities. For drones and shit. Yeah, drones are gonna be the next thing. And it's just gonna be all automated. Bro, just
I
watching.
Feel like drones are already there, bro. I feel like every single case that happens outside is gonna get found out about. Every case is gonna have a satellite. What happened today at blah, 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 blah?
Exactly.
Zoom, choo, choo, exactly. Choo, choo, choo.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They're gonna have a fucking, just like that Google Maps. Google, that thing that just drives around and just gets pictures of everything.
Yeah.
Imagine just a plane with that same type of camera just pouring it down, just flying in a circle around the entire city with a high, 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 high definition camera. Like a super, super high one. They just needs to take a picture from there and you could zoom into like someone's like fucking.
Yeah, have that. Alley, yeah. That's what Google Earth is.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, bro, they could possibly always
like,
have.
Like, imagine what they have if they let us have that.
They won't let us have that.
I know what I'm saying. Well, we have Google Earth. And we can see all that shit. Imagine what the army has. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the public has this shit.
That's I think also thinking. The aerospace industry, all going to go into drones. Like, when we get into a plane nowadays, it's not going to be a pilot. There's going to be a pilot sitting in a room in a control center somewhere. just with some like an office job, just driving your fucking your plane, because that's how the military does it.
But when electronics fail, they ain't gonna do that. When electronics fail, they need that. They need that that pilot, not the autopilot. They gonna need their real shit. Yeah,
I'm just saying, bro. When the plane is designed around that, opposed to adding it on to a new plane, like the plane is designed 100% for automated. And, you know, remote driving, you know, like you can, like it's made for that specifically. So like a electronic failure would not happen because it has backups and it's safer than a pilot. I'm just saying, bro, it's possible. It's very possible that in like 20 years, that's just going to be some dude at his desk just flying your fucking plane.
No,
that's how it is now.
I don't believe that.
We have right now when there's a drone strike in the Middle East, you know who's flying those drones? Someone over here.
Yeah, but it's a drone. It's an unmanned plane. That's why it happens like that. It's unmanned.
All I'm saying. I know. I'm just.
But nobody's going to trust an unmanned plane.
I know. Not now, obviously. I'm saying in the next 20 years. Like, once technology is to the point. Dude, we're put a lot of trust in technology already. Bro.
Yeah, but we won't put our. That's the tip of the
trust. You're already afraid of flight, so I can't even. Like, you're already afraid of flying, so.
I'm not afraid of flying.
I thought that was you that was being a bitch about flying.
No. These niggas' jerseys do not be matching their name.
All right, so, okay, so where we were going North Korea since the beginning was, let's talk about what the news is
Monday,
saying about it.
North Korea declared war on...
Declared a state of war on South Korea, right?
South Korea.
So, what the fuck are your thoughts on that, bro? Do you think that they're... Dude, because I've heard a lot of accounts like they're bluffing. You know, like North Korea isn't even, like, real... Is like, they're just trying to, like, kind of show their might. You know,
that's what they're doing. But they're saying that they don't know where they're going to pull back. Like, they're playing too much right now. Like, I guess Kim Jong-un wants to go to... He's pushing it to the limit and he's pulling back. That's what they always do. That's what they said. But he said right now he's really tripping. Like, he's tripping. Like, he's doing the most. But maybe he's just trying to prove that he's not the...
He ain't a bitch. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. Like, I would feel the same way, though. Think about it. You get put into the power of this new country all of a sudden.
Yeah, and nobody knows who the fuck you are.
Exactly. Nobody knows who you are in the world at all. You just kind of came from behind the scenes, and all of a sudden, now you run this fucking crazy-ass fucking totalitarian government, you know?
It's crazy how they think, bro. I feel like they think just, like, straight, like, they're, like, modern-day, like, Germany right now. Like, they're Nazis contained, basically.
Yeah, bro.
It's but like if we knew the Nazis was there before the war even happened. Like if we knew about Nazis, knew everything about Nazis.
And this is the shit that they were going through in World War II. Like before building up to World War II.
Not really, because it didn't happen like that.
Obviously, but dude, okay.
But I mean, they knew that there was tension. This communist...
We've had tension with them for 50 years.
Yeah, but I'm...
It wasn't like that.
But I'm saying, like, once they started invading other countries, we knew.
Okay, you know what
I'm saying? Think about it. When did we got into the war... We got into the war because they fucked one of our allies. So just think about it. Right now, what's happening with North Korea? Yes, they don't like us, and they made that clear. But none of their missiles can reach us, but they can reach all those Asian countries, which we're all fucking allies with. So if they fuck with them, we're going to get into the war, just like we fucking done it before in World War II, man, and World War I. We didn't have any business over there on the other side of the world, but we were there for some fucking reason. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. Like I said earlier, bro, all that shit, man, I think war needs to happen for some reason at all times in this country, bro. We've been at war since the beginning of this country. There's never been a peacetime.
Exactly.
We've always, at all times, been at war.
There's if you put all the wars together, we haven't really been out of war.
Exactly. I think I read something.
I mean,
it was like
17
years without war in total of our entire history.
And
we're literally
the youngest superpower.
All I'm saying is,
we're like that young
history,
nigga who's just taking over.
17 years out of our entire history have not been in war. So combined.
Damn.
But I mean, but that goes back to because we're trying to police the world.
No, of course. I know that.
So that means we get into a lot of wars. We get into, we don't have to get into. There's very few
actually
wars
90%
that are actually
of the wars.
Direct.
When was the last time someone fucked on us on the homeland?
No, Vietnam was a worthless war. Korean wars are worthless war. We didn't. If we didn't go to Korean War, we wouldn't even be in problems with them. Like
I know, and same with Vietnam. We didn't have any business over at either
one
of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So those two were stupid. Those are
dude, I mean, just think about when was the last time someone really provoked us and really went to war with us?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Japan, the worst thing they did was bomb Pearl Harbor, and that was
the
bullshit.
The worst thing? Bro, that's fucking homeland, bro. You can't bomb
that's what I'm
homeland.
Saying. Like, that's the
but
farthest
still,
they got.
Was,
like, they
was,
never
like,
made
the
it to
coast.
The
He's
actual homeland. Hawaii at that point
that
was a very new territory out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
That was 70 years ago.
What are you getting at?
He's just saying. He's talking about last time someone
directly fucked with us.
Japan.
Like it was
yeah,
Japan, and we
saying.
Were. But the
but
thing is,
not,
we were already
not,
at war
he's
with
saying
them.
It doesn't happen often.
That.
Oh, with the Soviet Union. What do you mean? This is how we were with the Cold War. Our Cold War was just like this.
Cocaine Neil, but you're not understanding what I'm saying. I know the Cold War and all these wars. I'm basically saying that there has never been an attack on our actual homeland from another country during war.
But
like,
what does that
never...
mean? What was your...
That's the only reason you should fuck... We should fuck with them. All these wars that we've been in have had nothing to do with us. Iraq, nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Middle East,
yeah.
Nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
They can't even fuck with us. They're on the other side of the world. And what I said was the best Japan could even do was get Hawaii. And that was a fucking that whole event is sketchy in itself on the way, you know, so Yeah, but what all I was saying was that they're not gonna fuck with the homeland, bro.
That's true. But at the same time,
that's the only reason that we should ever go into war is if they actually fuck with us. No one's directly ever really fucked with us, yeah, except for the terrorists, which is like
that's the only way to do it. It's an imaginary war against terror.
Like that's our response to 9/11's homeland, and our response for Pearl Harbor was a nuclear fucking bomb, which I'm pretty sure is why they let it happen. They're like, let them do this, let them fuck us up, and then so we can fucking throw this new bomb we have at them because they killed some of our people. So let's let them kill a few of our people before we do this real fucked up thing because we're about to fuck their shit up. Dropping those two atomic bombs.
That's what's fucked up.
But that's fucked up, crazy. Like, we blew up.
Obliterated. Imagine obliterating Dallas. Just going to another country. Just another country.
Dallas, it was too big. It was like the
Dallas top five. Imagine like Houston and San Antonio.
Like Dallas and fucking LA.
And you know, LA wasn't that big. It wasn't like LA.
Yeah, Dallas and Miami. I'm saying,
let's in the range of each other, it's like Houston and San Antonio, or like Austin and Houston or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're talking about range of things. Okay, yeah.
And the size of the cities, you know, they weren't that big back then.
No, but they were million cities. Those were people with millions.
So we have 7 million people.
Yeah, and the Metroplex. Houston has. I'm talking about Dallas.
Yes, I'm talking.
But that bomb wasn't that big.
That's what I'm saying. If you dropped it on the downtown area, it'd take it out.
It'd take all of Dallas.
Dallas. Yeah. Not Frisco, McKinney, all that shit. Obviously, fuck shit up there. But
just think about it. It's so funny because, I mean, there's been always been a such thing as terrorists in our country, but there was no war on terror until we went to war with Iraq. You know what I'm saying?
No, until 9/11 happened. 9/11 happened. This new terrorist word was
now there's terrorist cases every fucking where. Always on the news, there's a terrorist case. But before that shit, that was not.
And you know what's creepy now? If you're a U.S. citizen, because before you can't, the U.S. couldn't kill U.S. citizens. Uh-huh. Now, if you're a U.S. citizen and they think you're a quote unquote terrorist, which, dude, I'm saying the guidelines for being a terrorist is so
small,
No, broad. Like,
yeah, broad, exactly.
Like, you could be a terrorist for, like, you're stocking up too much food and you have guns and you're looking up anti-government searches on Google. Yeah. That's your terrorist. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, if you, for some reason, flee the country and, like, you know, they make up some shit, Jonathan, you know, had some links to Al-Qaeda. Boom, you're dead.
Yeah.
With the fucking drone strike.
Yeah.
And then, imagine, how long will it take until that comes here?
That's not gonna come here. They can't do it on the homeland,
dude. Well, dude, they're killing them. It was never said that you can kill.
Yes, you can, bro. I fucking told you this, bro.
Yeah, now, but I'm just saying. Before they couldn't just do that. They couldn't just kill you.
But it can't be on the homeland. That's true. But it still can't be on the homeland.
That's bullshit, though. I'm just saying they can still kill a U.S. citizen. Okay, the U.S. citizen leaves on vacation.
Yeah.
Boom. And now he's automatically not a U.S. citizen, and we can kill him. So if he leaves your house, pretty much. Then he's like, so imagine we're hanging out in a house and the government owns the house.
If they can't,
I'm using up all their shit. I'm using up all their resources. I'm eating all their shit in the house. But if I leave the house and I go outside, he can come and kill me just from leaving his house. Like, just think about it. You know what I mean? It's fucked up. That's a fucked up concept. I'm just saying it's not very far-fetched for it to come on the homeland.
That's true.
If they can already fucking just do it when you left the country, well, we can kill you now. We can't do it in the States, but we can do it now. That doesn't make any sense. That's it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse. Stop watching soccer.
I'm not, bro. I'm listening, bro. But this North Korea shit is just what you just said. Kind of is still ringing in my head, but at the same time, it's like
what
the whole saying that this is a big bluff and they're just like we're really not. But everybody wouldn't be tripping about this if it was just them. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think.
But dude, everybody's with us. I just feel like that's
a conspiracy that goes with.
It's a conspiracy, but there's a lot of facts behind it, bro. And I don't.
I bet it's not as bad as everybody makes it seem. But it is what it is, bro.
They're like, gonna send innocent people to go die for our country for some stupid thing we had nothing to do with.
No, I'm talking about the North Korea shit.
Yeah. They're gonna send our soldiers and they're gonna die.
Yeah. But we don't need to send these soldiers, bro. You think they're gonna shoot? They're gonna have a battle, like a floor battle?
Floor battle?
Like, no, bro. Like, you think it's gonna be a land battle? Fuck no, bro. This is bombs and drones. We're talking about bombs and drones, nigga. This is a bomb and drone war, nigga. This is 2013. You know what I'm saying? And them niggas are just as good as us, so they wouldn't waste all these motherfucking humans. They're not gonna waste humans, bro. They're gonna send all the electrical shit they can send in first. That's what we did, bro. We didn't go into Iraq for 2 months, 2 or 3 months. We were outside of Iraq for like 2 or 3 months, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then it doesn't take that long, and they didn't even have, nobody was fighting.
All I'm saying, dude, is we should just solve the problem and just drop a nuke.
Bro, if we solve a nuke on Pyongyang without all the embassies, other embassies, places out of there first, bro, we're going to be in some diplomatic trouble.
No, no. Even dropping any nuclear bombs nowadays is totally looked down upon.
Yeah.
No matter who's doing it.
Yeah.
Last,
because it's killing the earth.
There was only two atomic bombs ever dropped in a war, and that has been 70 years, and it was us. Just think about that. We have hundreds and thousands of them on the planet.
You know how the Americans and you know how we try to change it? Atomic bomb is not a nuclear bomb. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Splitting atoms, you're throwing them together, two atoms together.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's a little bit less, but it's still nuclear. You know what I'm saying? But they say, those atomic bombs, they're not like what we got today. No, son. We got crazy stuff today. You know what I'm saying? You blew up a fucking city. Everybody was mad at us for that shit, bro. Like, there's fucking prints of niggas on the ground from so much radiation. Yeah. Niggas got pictured on the damn ground, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That shit was
serious. They got vaporized, bro.
Yeah, they got literally vaporized. That's crazy. Imagine getting vaporized,
bro. It's so much force.
It didn't even
force.
Seem real because I'm
so much there. Force, so much heat,
so much radiation.
Radiation.
And it just
fire.
It's like a flash. It's literally like a flash. It just, that's crazy. All right, anyway. North Korea, bro.
No, we're done with that. We've said like, North Korea. Like,
we're done on North Korea.
We're fucking done. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
It's just like,
It's done, bro. I mean, the subject is over.
Crazy. I mean, it's
crazy.
Crazy.
There's not much else we could say about it. We don't know if it's real. We don't know if it's fake.
We don't know when it's going to happen.
We don't know much right now. All we know is shit's popping off. And this has happened before. This happened several times.
Yes, but he's just trying to prove himself. I think he's just, since he's younger,
yeah,
he's got to prove more.
If he goes
he's
a little
gotta
far,
keep proving
if
more.
If he goes a little too far, man, they're going to fuck him. They're going to fuck him.
I just don't see us being the aggressors and actually doing it first.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. They're gonna go too far. Like, if they were to do anything right now, anything at all, shoot any missile, they're fucked. Like, we're just waiting for them to do anything. Just do it. Just shoot one missile right now, and we're all gonna fuck you up. That's basically at the point where they're at right now.
I hope so. I hope the Pentagon is like, that's what we're doing.
Dude, we're flying B-2 bombers right next to them. Like, fuck with us. Fuck with us. Like, look at our fucking F-12 fucking fighter jets and our fucking B-2 bombers that we're flying over you. Like, you really want to do this?
Yeah.
And then if they're, you know, the pressure's on them is what I'm fucking saying.
Yeah.
Pressure's on
them. Imagine seeing a B-2 bomber and you're in North Korea like, oh my God.
Those things are fucking scary as fuck.
They probably drove, flew that shit right over the border, nigga. Like,
nigga, that shit covered up the whole sky. It was dark for about 10 seconds.
They flew it over North Korea, though. Didn't it say over North Korea? Let me read that.
It was
one
over
time.
South Korea, bro. Trust me.
Was it over the border, though?
It was like, here's.
Hell no, I think.
It was like right here. Like, here's the border. It was like right here. It was like just. They were just showing their might, bro. Like, they were just flying by. It was near the border. It wasn't like right over, because that would be too much.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If they flew it over North Korea,
they
got to
be careful, bro. They can't just like. Okay, like, this cord is the border. We're just like, we're just gonna fly him right here.
That made them niggas mad, bro.
Yeah.
But Kim Jong-un was
but
like,
they don't have anything like that.
They don't.
They don't have jets. They don't have planes that can make it over here.
This sanction is fucking them over right now.
They don't have a fucking, Air Force.
They don't.
They couldn't even fly a plane over here.
I don't know why we don't just.
That's what I'm saying.
Go in there and take control now and just let that shit be over. Like, we're gonna let them.
Under the table deal. Like,
they're the last remaining country that's left for the New World Order, bro.
Yeah.
They're the last resisting country.
Cuba's done.
Venezuela.
They're the DL gone, bro. They're just trying to act. I think, like, they're like a secret Korea mutual thing. Like, we've already got
them. No, it's because we're still, they're still allies with Russia.
But we're still allies with Russia. We're not as good with them.
No, I'm just saying they're communists and they're communists. Yeah. So they're very, right. they're still like, that shit has not ended. Dude, remember when Russia was about to fuck with us and they were trying to bring the nuclear, the bombs in through Cuba? Like, yeah, they're cool with them, bro. Like, yeah, if they fuck with, if we fuck with Cuba, we fucking with Russia. And then we're
but the thing about it is the only reason they did that, bro, big countries use little countries. They don't give a fuck about them. They only give a fuck about them when it's when they need them. They needed a base. Pay them off, you know what I'm saying? They needed a base right next to America to say, we got you from the south side, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they didn't give a fuck about Cuba.
Yeah, I'm just saying we're still.
I'm just saying. That was so long ago that it's different now.
All that has to happen now is a fucking end our embargo. Fidel Castro has to die. His brother takes over.
His brother's already about to step down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then it's all done for them.
Because them niggas is both old. He's only 10 years younger than his brother, than Castro.
I mean, it's just going to become more and more lenient, and this whole embargo thing will go away.
Yeah, that's gonna be China's, but that's what we're doing with North Korea.
China had that thing, can trade with them for a while.
And they're doing something right now, bro. They're trying to get a democratic like parliament going
in China.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's why their new leader is like a big deal right now.
I heard everyone's tripping about
him. They say they like him though. They say he's a little more liberal.
Yeah, and he just looks more human.
Yeah,
he's not like a fucking
exactly. Like,
yeah, it's all
he's actually kind of fat. Like,
he has a wife. It's like they're trying to do the American thing. Like silver. First thing, yeah. And all that. You know,
they're just trying to be straight up. Like, fuck it, we're about money. We China, nigga. We balling, nigga. We don't give a fuck. Like, we just trying to get niggas go to work. They got the best system going because they are old communism. But I wonder if in 100 years, when communism is gone from them and people are more free, this shit's gonna be loosened up. Chinese people ain't gonna be so fucking strict. I think our world
is just gonna come to an in between, bro. It has to.
Exactly.
Listen, we're gonna
have a world dollar soon, bro.
Oh, dude, it's gonna be. Listen, socialism. Socialism is the future. Obviously,
it is.
You know, because we have communism.
Very
on this side.
Slight, like British socialism.
We have democracy.
British socialism, though, not like socialism.
No, dude, because I'm saying that there's like, all right, socialism right here.
Like Canada's socialism.
Socialism is right here. Communism is here, and our democracy is right here. You know what I mean? So we're kind of, socialism is in the middle. So we're doing business with all these communist countries, and they're kind of doing business. Think about it like that. You know what I mean?
We are.
And we're just doing business, and eventually we're going to have to meet in the middle. Like, listen, bro, we don't like your crazy communist policies. You got to change that. And then they'll be like, okay, but we don't like that about you, so you have to change that. And then it's just going to slowly become joining in the middle. And the whole world, that's what I'm saying. North Korea is the last one to go, man. Once they go, the whole world is ready to start moving towards that, bro.
Yeah.
With the European Union, bro, like, I think the next step is going to be the America, United, and Mexico and Canada are going to become one currency, and then they're going to join with the fucking euro, and then it's just going to be one currency.
I can definitely see Mexico, because Mexico has the richest man in the world right now. Like, them niggas eating too, bro. They low-key eating.
Yeah. Oh, well, not most of the people.
No, but them niggas know how to work though. Even the low
eating over here.
They're coming over here.
Let's go over there.
Bank of cash $4,000.
If you're not making it there, you're coming. $3,000
checks every week, bro. They bringing in 4 racks consistently every week.
Just doing grass.
Just I don't know. Hard labor. Construction.
Hard labor and
construction. Hard labor.
Everything we don't want to do, bro.
Yep.
That shit pays. $4,000 a week, nigga. Like, you eating, bro. But he breaking off all of everybody else though after that.
Yeah, you know they got a big ass family, but they still eating. They good.
All 6 of them niggas in that truck.
Nigga, fucking.
All them niggas gonna be eating.
Fucking had the pops come all the time. That nigga be going on vacations every week.
What does he do?
He owns like a repair, his own repair shit.
Okay.
And he'd be like, yeah, I'm going down to San Antonio, Taz. I'll be back. Going to Austin. Going to take the kids to SeaWorld like every week, bro. I be like, damn.
I be wondering why y'all to be so fresh, man. Right? Y'all like, to be having the swag. You be having money like, to buy shit.
You be like, yeah, we having a barbecue. Come through.
How long has this been going so far?
49 minutes.
49. All right, we gotta cut it off soon because I gotta start taking a shower. Gotta get ready for this trip.
Yes, sir.
And I gotta go get high. Yeah, we gotta finish that blazer.
Gotta send you off the
right. Yeah, finish blowing
up. And I gotta get ready. So this has been fucking Propaganda Now. with Tez.
Yeah.
AKA it's McKinney.
It's fun, man. It's always fun. I enjoy this.
And
Super.
The Scientist Super.
The Scientist. Coming soon as his legal name.
First name, The.
Last name, Scientist.
The host with the most.
And we speak nothing but the truth, so help me, science.
So help me, science.
All right.